KQED.
Jill Permit couldn't sleep the night the fires broke out near her home in Santa Rosa. The moon was oddly red, and the winds were whipping fast.
We're hearing things booming, and I pulled up my shades in my room, and I saw the flames. And my husband saw the flames. He says, "We got to go now."
That feeling of desperate, surreal, surging panic, Joan Tanzer has felt it too. She lost her house in the Oakland Hills fire back in 1991.
The phone was still working, and it was a very close friend screaming, "Get the hell out of there, now."
Until last week, the two women were strangers. But then a mutual friend told Joan about Jill, about how her entire neighborhood in Santa Rosa had just burned to the ground. Joan called her right away, and since then, they've talked several times.
Hi, is this Jill?
Yeah.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for picking up.
Joan is calling from Aptos, south of Santa Cruz, where she and her husband retired a few years ago. She's got asthma, so she won't be visiting Jill until the smoke clears. Jill and her husband are staying at a hotel in Santa Rosa. We sent a reporter to visit each woman to record this phone call, their third, more clearly.
You haven't seen the rubble or anything?
No. We can't go up there yet.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing when you finally get up there. It's
right. I'm sure that's a whole nother ball game.
Joan is sympathetic, but also blunt about how bad it can be. She says it took her 15 years to really recover from the Oakland fire. Her daughter was only 8 then, so helping her cope was part of it. And back then, there were no electronic copies saved to the cloud. Joan grabbed a few photo albums when they escaped, but they lost the rest.
Pictures and the mementos, that's what means something. Your wedding dress.
In some ways, the recovery process will be different for Jill. She kept a lot of financial documents online. Some of her treasured photos are backed up. And all 3 of her kids are grown and gone. But Joan warns Jill she and her husband are in for a stressful time.
Kiss your hubby a lot. I mean, you are a team. This is a team effort.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good advice.
But really, you got to take care of yourself and your twosome. I really think that got overlooked. We had a support group afterwards. There were 13 of us, 7 divorces.
Wow.
7 divorces, and these weren't new marriages. These were established marriages. The strain of even renovation is a big factor in divorce. But doing this is just crazy. So that's why I
Joan's support group was called the Optimists. Her neighbors swapped tips on dealing with insurance and talked about how to help their kids feel safe again. Joan says life after the fire was full of surprises. Stores gave her discounts, and coworkers left little gifts on her desk, practical things like pantyhose and underwear. They even threw her a fire recovery shower, kind of like a bridal shower, to replace all the pots and pans and household things she needed.
Presents like you could not imagine. Gave me most of the stuff in my kitchen.
In Santa Rosa, people have been doing wonderful things for Jill and her husband, too. Some have dropped off meals at the hotel.
It's a warm, wonderful place to be if you're displaced.
Joan says when you're a disaster victim, being the center of attention can be healing. But it can sometimes feel invasive. After the Oakland fire, her neighborhood became a kind of spectacle.
A busload of Japanese tourists who were coming out, and they saw us with the debris, and they were coming out of the bus to take our picture as if it were like some other kind of entertainment.
When she's talking to Jill, Joan shares lots of stories like that one, the bizarre and surprising, along with the tales of loss. Her hope is they'll help Jill prepare for the strange psychological space she will have to inhabit in the coming months and years.
We'll stay in touch. Yeah, we'll stay in touch.
We'll stay in touch, and I'm thinking about you every day, believe me.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you.
After hanging up the phone, Jill says some of Joan's advice has been great, but she can't absorb all of it right now.
She told me about the trauma and a lot of that, which I think is going to take a long time to settle in.
But Joan's practical tips have been so helpful, Jill says, like referring her to a trustworthy public adjuster, the same one Joan used after the Oakland Hills fire. Public adjusters help catalog lost belongings and negotiate with insurance in return for a cut of the claim.
You've lost everything in your life. Now you have to write it all down. That's enough trauma, but then you have to deal with not knowing the language of insurance. That's not really how it should be.
Back in Aptos, Joan hangs up the phone and then heads to her art studio in the garage. Joan's a retired social worker and an artist.
Here's one box.
She dumps out a pile on the floor, things she salvaged from the ruins of her home. In the months after the fire, she collected boxes of this stuff, blackened coins, twisted forks, and a melted menorah. She uses these materials in sculptures and collages.
The melted pennies from my daughter's piggy bank that we found, and shards from a vase that my mother-in-law gave us for our wedding.
This is artwork born from the ashes. It started after the fire when Joan and her neighbors got together to build little sculptures from the debris they found. It was a kind of therapy. Joan says that might not work for everybody, but she does think survivors should go back and search for things in the ashes.
You might think that it's, oh, I don't want to ever remember the horror of that. But there'll become a time when you want to go through that and remember, because each one of those things hold memories within them.
Joan's phone is ringing a lot these days. Other survivors of the Wine Country fires are calling, eager to hear from someone who's actually gotten through this and can talk to them from the other side.